break it down, down like this.
Yo, welcome along everyone to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman and I'm so stoked, I'm amping to have you tuned in because it means you are ready and willing to crush an epic workout this week. And this workout is an absolute classic. It's a Tempo Fit signature workout. It really is. It's one of the workouts that we put in place back in 2013 when we started Tempo Fit doing group workouts, because we needed workouts that could work with lots of people at different fitness abilities but still kind of do the same stuff at the same time. So this workout is a really good one that we use to get people particularly sharpened up for like half marathons, but also like 5K, 10K marathon. It's a really nice one because it takes you through a bunch of different speeds. So what it is, it's a progression run, 30 minutes nonstop. You're going to do the first 15 minutes at your half marathon pace, and then the next 10 minutes, so from 15 minutes to 25, will be at your 10K race pace. Then you'll step it up again for the final 5 minutes, from 25 minutes to 30 minutes at your 5K race pace. So 15 minutes at half marathon pace, 10 minutes at 10K pace, 5 minutes at your 5K race pace. There's no rest breaks in between. It's just 30 minutes solid. It's an epic little tempo run, progression run, and it will make you stronger. It will make you fitter in body and mind. After the break, I'll explain why and how we're going to tackle this workout. Well, why indeed? This is the best question to ask. As soon as you hear what the workout is, really it's important for you to understand why we are doing this particular workout and not something else. Like, why aren't we just doing an easy run or maybe doing some 200s? Or, you know, there's always a reason to each workout, and it's important for you to understand this, because if you understand it, then you're able to adapt this workout into your particular goals, into your training cycle. So I'll give you a few tips as well on how to adapt this one, if depending on where you're at. But as an overall why we're doing this particular workout, ultimately the first 20 minutes we're trying to get a bit of a tempo run effect. It's the half marathon pace is going to be a bit slower than like our classic lactate threshold 1 hour race pace type pace. Most of us, it'll be a little bit slower. And then the 10K race pace will be a little bit faster. So it means that first 20 minutes, it's a similar kind of heart rate, kind of upper end aerobic, getting up towards that lactate threshold, starting to require a bit more of the different energy systems in your body, not just your aerobic system. So that's the first 20 minutes. Then the second 10 minutes, really asking a lot more in terms of leg speed, running mechanics and mental toughness, and also just that lung capacity to push us up towards that 5K race pace, particularly on tired legs. So that's really the last part of what we're trying to do, is teach you to run strong towards the end of a race. So can you close nice and strong? Can you accelerate when you're fatigued? So there's two key moments when you accelerate. The first one, going from half marathon to 10K pace, it shouldn't be too challenging, little bit challenging just to inject that little bit of pace as you're starting to get into your kind of rhythm. But then that second point will be really the challenging one, when you're going at 10K pace, you've already done 25 minutes of work, it's pretty challenging workout at that stage, and then we're asking you to step up a gear. So that's the critical point in this workout, and I'm going to talk after the break as well on how to attack that, those particular just different stages in the workout. Lastly, before we go to talk about that, I just want to also mention how you can adapt this depending on where you're at in a training cycle. So if you're not doing a huge amount of faster running, maybe you've got injury stuff, maybe you could notch this back a bit. So it's like marathon pace and then half marathon pace. And then the last 5 minutes is 10K pace. So you don't hit that 5K pace. So that'd be a good one to do if you're dealing with, you know, injuries like hamstrings or Achilles, calves that are flared up by that faster running. If you are more trying to really sharpen up for something, maybe something coming up this weekend, potentially you want to just shorten back your intervals. Like the 30-minute tempo run might be too much if you're going to race, say, a 10K race this weekend or a park run. So just bear that in mind, that if you did this on a Tuesday, it might deaden the legs a little bit. So if that's the case, what you might do instead is do, you know, 10 minutes at 10K race pace, jog for 5 minutes, 5 minutes at 5K race pace. That would be a good way to adapt this if you're racing this weekend and you want your legs to be a lot fresher. So that's just a little idea of how to tweak it. But after the break, let's talk about the critical moments in this workout. So in any workout, in any run, there's always going to be these critical moments that define the workout, that if you nail that moment, if you make that right decision, then the rest will flow on from that decision to make the workout, you know, successful. And I've got little quote marks on that one. So the key moments in this workout are between 0 and 10 minutes. Okay, that's not a moment, that's just sort of a process. That sets you up. It's just a foundation of control. So it's important that you don't go out too fast. We're not looking for that 1 hour pace here. We want half marathon pace. And that's important so you can still express that good speed towards the end of the workout. So control for the first 10 minutes. The first real critical moment is going to be that switch from half marathon pace to 10K pace. So that's at 15 minutes. So you need to make that decision. This is the type of workout where I get faster as I get fatigued. So by 15 minutes, you're going to start to feel it a little bit. So you need to make that first initial decision. I'm going to step up my pace. Then at about 22 minutes, you'll really start to feel the accumulation of 10K pace and half marathon pace. 22 minutes in, you've done 7 minutes at 10K pace. It's starting to get real. And so this is one of those points that we've talked about on the show before, confronting the beast. That's going to happen just to a mild degree at around about 22 minutes. You're still a few minutes away from another gear change. So you're sort of in a little bit of a tunnel here, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, which is speeding up, getting faster. But it's a little kind of boring phase in the workout. So expect that one. Then, of course, the next big moment is that 25-minute one. And I say it's a light at the end of the tunnel because sometimes a bit of a change in scenery, change in pace can just reignite things and get some interest happening. So a lot of runners do slow down when they're bored. It's true. This is part of the reason we're doing progression runs, is because it throws in these mix up little elements and it keeps it interesting and it keeps you onto it so that you don't end up slowing up in your workouts and races, but you can actually learn to back end the effort of those workouts and races. So 25 minutes, you're going to have to make this decision. 5 minutes to go, I'm going to accelerate. I don't think that moment's that hard, not compared to the 22 minute and the 28 minute, which is the next one I want to talk about. And this is the final one. You've still got 2 minutes to run. It can look like quite a long distance when you're on there. You know, it's not quite a K, but you've still got a way to go, maybe 1.5 laps on the track or something. This is a challenging little moment, just to stay at 5K pace, not let yourself drop back down to 10K pace. Get through that moment, because soon enough you'll have 1 minute to go, and then it's just an easy focus on the cadence, focus on the arm drive, stand up tall, finish the workout nice and strong. So there's your few little critical moments. Start off nice and controlled the first 10 minutes. 15 minutes, make that conscious decision to back end the effort of this workout. 22 minutes, stay focused. Make sure you're not letting that pace drop. 25 minutes, let's mix things up. Let's get excited. Let's confront that beast. And 28 minutes, let's really slay that beast. Let's go after it and just crush it. get after that moment, because that one will really define this workout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So there's your workout. For the thought for the week, I really wanted to tackle this idea that we've talked a little bit about on the show, and I'm no nutritionist, so I'll just preface this by saying, like, this is just my experience with working with the runners that I coach, with myself, coaching myself, and from what nutrition experts have given to me, whether through reading books or talking in person to them. So first of all, I just want to address this, like, what is your relationship to food as a runner? And the thing with us runners, we span the whole spectrum from I use running so that I can eat whatever I want to I restrict my running excessively in order to run much better. And we go right across that full spectrum. And both ends of that spectrum are very unhealthy. They can lead to all sorts of things. So a story from my past. So I operate towards that. I run so I can eat whatever end of the spectrum most of the time. I have had times when I've restricted my diet unnecessarily and probably been under nourished. But most of the time I run and then I eat badly. This is my weak point. What happened with me when I was running very competitively is I was doing a lot of mileage, a lot of intensity, and I would just replace those calories that I was burning with carbs, just more bread, more pasta, more rice. And what it meant was my bowels got a real working over, and I ended up getting a bowel condition that stayed with me for 3 years. So ulcerative colitis. If any runners out there have had ulcerative colitis, my gosh, that is a tough one as a runner. Yeah, I talking like 10 to 15 toilet stops per run. So that had some logistical challenges all in itself. But I learned from that process that I need to not only increase my calories to fuel my running, but I need to make sure that the balance of macronutrients, micronutrients, the variety of food that I'm getting in is appropriate. I've got my fats, my vegetables are there, you know, proteins up, not just fueling off carbs. So that's really important. So I wanted to give you five tips on how to maybe just rethink how you're approaching your approach to food. So first of all, understand that food is fire for your engine. So the word calorie comes from the Latin word, which means, I don't have it right in front of me, but it means fire or warmth. And it really is this idea of calories are fuel to your engine. So without calories, you're not going to be able to run at all. So you need to eat. And the second point is that clean fuel is best for your body. But you can also have really intense sort of rocket fuel as well. So it's not just about eating kale salads. We also need carbs. We also need protein. We also need stuff that can fuel your run. So this is really important that you don't just get caught up and it's all got to be salads, because if you're running lots, you will need a lot of calories, a lot of fire in your belly to get you through those runs and to maximize your workouts, and also to recover appropriately from those workouts. So number one, food is fire for your engine. Number two, clean fuel is best, but don't just limit it to clean fuel. And so number three is definitely eat those treats. Have those moments where you have that sense of reward, where you give yourself some rocket fuel, you know. And looking at, like, rocket fuel is a good way to think about it. You definitely need that diesel, that good clean fuel that's going to sustain you and build a healthy, strong body. But you also need a little bit of rocket fuel, just a bit of nitrous to get you through, improve your mental state and enjoy life. And here's the final two points that I want to give is on how to kind of temper that desire to have that treat food. And these are a couple of rules that I try to live by in order just to keep a lid on my tendency to use running as an excuse to just eat treats all day. So number four is this rule that I have no treats before lunch. So I get two meals where I eat cleanly and I don't have any sweet food or junk food until after I've had lunch. So that means half of the day I'm eating pretty clean. Then after that, it's kind of all on to a certain extent. Number five, and this is related, and this helps to kind of constrain the amount of treats you have in that second half of the day, is no treats unless you've had a nice rainbow of colours on your plate. So when you look at your meal, has it got those key macros of carbs, protein, and fats? And then secondly, has it just got a variety of really stunning colours popping off that plate? So, you know, your fresh vegetables, your proteins, rich in colour. Is there a rainbow in front of you? If not, then you need to probably think about limiting those treats, because your treats have probably been in the meal itself. So there we go. Hopefully that's a few little tips that keep you inspired to remember that food is fuel for your running and for your life. Keep it clean as much as you can, but don't be afraid to enjoy life and enjoy those treats along the way. It's been great having you tuned in again. And just a heads up, I've also got this podcast now out on Spotify and Amazon Music and a whole bunch of other places. So pretty much wherever you can get podcasts right now, it will be available. So find your favorite podcast player, subscribe, and I'd love it if you could chuck a little rating and review. They really help us to get the word out there. Thanks everyone for tuning into the episode, and remember, 30 minute progression run, 15 minutes at your half marathon pace, 10 minutes at your 10k race pace, 5 minutes at your 5k race pace. Get out there, crush it, slay the beast, confront the beast. Happy running, everyone.